Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
I might be falling, yeah.
It's the Hypnotizing Thames on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We also checked out Spiral with Who's Your Guy. Ian Lovely also on your radio right now. 8:51, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. 8:51, it's food time. I don't know. I tried something there.
You tried something. Okay.
Right now, why? The reason why I say what is this? A food time is because we've got a gentleman that knows all about food. Okay, and is the owner of a Wild Time Restaurant Group. The actual group itself. And we will contextualize properly right now. This man's stature and what he has done in the last 10 to 15 years. Actually, even more than that, actually, if we were to be honest. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please help us welcome Heinrich Strischek. I tried the sneezing thing.
He's a hospitality visionary.
Possibly.
How are you feeling today, Henry?
I'm feeling great. Happy to be here.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks
honestly.
For having me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's just start off, you know, right out the gate, man. Like, is it true what they say about American food? Isn't it?
Yeah, I need to know.
I don't know what they're saying.
I saw this guy yesterday on TikTok, right? American guy, he's visiting South Africa, could not stop raving about the old gold tomato sauce. He's like, it's very similar to what I grew up with, but we call it ketchup, right? But this stuff is some good stuff. I was like, damn, that's just sauce. Wait till you taste our meat.
Exactly. I mean, the reason why we're mentioning America is because, I mean, you spend a considerable amount of time in the States. But before we even get to that and all those ventures, you studied hotel management. And you studied it overseas. What drew you to the field itself, and how did your time in Europe influence your approach, and especially to leadership?
You know, look, it all started from, you know, back home here. I was born in a small town called Karlsberg, and my father was Austrian. And I had the opportunity when I was done of high school here to go to Austria and go study hotel management.
Nice.
And look, I was always exposed to different cuisines and different foods and stuff like that. You know, Namibian cuisine, Austrian cuisine, Italian cuisine. And I always knew food is what I wanted to do. I wanted to be in the food business. And look, it's so simple. It's like anything else. If you just work really hard and really good at what you do and don't cut any corners, you know... everything else will follow with it.
But at what point was it? At what point did you say, "This is it. This is what I'm going to do." Like this is that definitive moment.
I'm sticking to this journey.
Yeah.
You know, yes. It started when I was, you know, still in high school. I was like, I was like, I got to do something different, and I didn't know what at the point. I just know whatever I was going to do, it's going to be different. And then I had that opportunity to go to Austria. And I was like, okay,
nice.
I'm grabbing it with both hands. And I went there and learned as much as I could.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, it's not time to go back home yet. Let me explore a little more. Then I went to the States, I moved to Arizona, and, you know, just, you know, 4 years later, being there, opened my first restaurant.
Yeah.
And
sure.
I always have a thing as saying, look, if you start something, do it the right way. Otherwise, don't touch it at all.
Yeah.
And that's where it started. It just sparked from there on, and I just... you know, kept going with it.
Yeah. So you've achieved so much, obviously, like your catalog. If we had to even start looking at the catalog itself, we're going to spend the whole day here.
Yeah.
Give the mayonnaise.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Sorry about that.
So, man, listen, having grown up in such a small town and having achieved everything that you have, even to the point where you are right now, I was at your restaurant yesterday and I was just wowed, even with the aesthetic of the place itself or something else. Like, what is something that has kept you going, you know? And maybe also let's reflect on the times when you kind of felt like giving up, but you just kept going to the point where you are right now and you're so happy that you didn't give up.
Yeah, you know, look... listen, there was a lot of curveballs thrown at me, like anybody else. Nothing is smooth, but you know, it's always a passion that drove me. Look, I did this thing from the beginning, loving food with passion, and everything else followed. I never did anything for money. It was really just passion. And you know, I'm still passionate about food, and that fire, you know, it never died in my belly. It's what I do. I want to create different things. I want to push the boundaries. I want to do things that, you know, will amaze people. You know, I'm just still driven by it.
You know, for a man that has the catalog that you are, you're extremely humble. So what we're going to do now, sir, is we will put the crown on your head, please.
Yeah.
And we want you to own it.
And you don't take it off until we tell you to.
Yes, please. We want you to own it because you've worked hard for this for that crown. I want you to mention just some of the projects that were monumental and culture shifting in your life that you've done in the last 15 to 20 years. At least just three for us, please.
Yeah.
With your crown on.
Yeah.
And own them, please.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, look, one of the things I would probably say is, you know, one of the greatest moments in my career, it's about, you know, 4 years ago, we were chosen, our company, to do the Formula One catering in Las Vegas. And, you know, to do that was you know, it's a big thing, you know, we, you know, for us, we got a 10-year contract and, you know, we've done some stuff with this company before. So they've known what we do and bring to the table. And it's just such a great honor for us to do this event. It's massive. I mean, it's in the US, it's, you know, everybody knows about it. So
Formula One.
Yeah, Formula One. So we're doing it again this year, next month,
wow,
on the 17th. Yeah. And I go down for this event every year to be present, you know, there. Because it's such, you know, it's takes all our staff and all the resources. So that's really one of them. You know, I would say... you know, the other one is, you know, in California, we started this brand. It's called Shorebird. It's a steak and seafood place. And we've grown it to 4 locations now. And we've really, you know... had competition at rival places like Nobu, that's, you know, very big internationally. And we're sitting on really in two of the same neighborhoods we sit in. And we, you know, I'm proud to say that we do better than them. Look, competition is good. I welcome competition.
Of course.
And that's what makes you better.
Come on. True.
You know, so yeah, so those are the things that move me.
And that's, it's incredible, like, my good sir.
When you get to the end, it's, you know, and I come back to Namibia every year since I've been gone for 23 years. And I was just in Karasburg last week.
Okay.
And these people, you know, they come by the house, by my aunt's house, and they're there. And they just, we talk about the good old days.
Yeah.
And they just, they ask me, oh, you still speak Afrikaans? I say, what do you mean? That's my mother tongue. What are you talking
about?
That's
my mother tongue.
That's my mother tongue.
My mom would beat my ass. So they just joking, man. But it's the point I'm trying to make is it's so good to be back. It's this is home. This will always be home. I feel good here. Look, it's been a long journey. It's been a fun one. And the journey still continues.
Before we go for that news break, and before we let you go, just to contextualize this as well, I mean, Wild Time, you guys are behind Zest. I mean, Zest, we love that area. It's now transformed into what it is right now. Shaquan experienced the breakfast. The sit down,
yes. I actually want 10 more portions of the avocado fries.
Oh, yes.
There we go. So please make sure that you go make a turn at Zest. Remember, if you mention that you got that or you heard it on radio on Fresh FM, you'll get that 10% discount. Before we let you go, quick quirky questions. Quirky questions. Salt in pub, yes or no, when you cook?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't put it in. Okay, so, you know, I'll try. Come on, man.
This
is the man that cares for Formula One. If you say something, salt and pop. Number two, do you break the pasta or not?
Do I do what?
Do you break the pasta or not?
Because,
you know, like in Namibia, we have this nonsense of you know.
We don't break pasta.
The, you know, regular.
No.
No,
absolutely not. No, don't break it.
Thank you. Alrighty, so hypothetically, you're stranded on an island, right? But you can only take one kitchen appliance. What are you taking with you?
That is tough. Look, in Namibia, we like to braai.
Give me my
braai. And then I'll find wood in the island and cook from there on.
We'll take it from there as long as I have my braai.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's the world-traveled owner of the Wild Time restaurant group, Heinrich Stoischek. And he's in Namibia. He's investing back into us after experiencing the world. Mm. And he's still a worldly person.
Come on.
Clearly, he still needs to do Formula One.
Yeah. I can't get over it, hey?
Heinrich, thank you so much for your time. And thank you so much for inspiring us, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. It's so good to be here.
Oh, wait. Nihi Robsekop, we've got the news lined up and still so much more.
Save the date.
Breakfast is on us. 102.9 Fresh FM. Fresh FM.